This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, hashtag for the people. Steve Gruber's here for the people. That's the new, by the way. The new theme, the new slogan, if you will, for the Democrats for 2018 in the midterm elections, for the hashtag, for the people. Very exciting. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, hashtag for the people, the Democratic nominee for New York's 14th Congressional District. It's frightening. Did you see the bit on MSNBC after this young woman, this young socialist, proud communist sat on Morning Joe at MSNBC and proclaimed, you know, because it's a movement of the people, after she had oust Joe Crowley, who had been there for 10 terms and beat him in the primary to take over the seat, an avowed socialist who believes that everything should be free, that the university should be free, that healthcare should be free, that housing should be free, everything should be free. According to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, everything should be free. It's all paid for by someone else. I'm not exactly sure how it gets paid for, and neither is she. And so she sat down here, a few days ago, with a lady from National Public Radio and went over her platform and all the things she stands for, which include, like I say, housing is a human right, fully funded public schools and universities, paid family and sick leave, immigration justice, meaning protect dreamers, abolish ICE, which, by the way, 70% of Americans oppose. That's a great talking point for the Democrats, I suppose, but it's a terrible thing to run on because most Americans support law enforcement. But at any rate, the conversation turned to unemployment. If you missed this, the conversation turned to unemployment. And she was asked about why the economy looks good. I think the numbers that you just talked about is part of the problem, right? Ocasio-Cortez said, because we look at these figures and we say, oh, unemployment is low, everything is fine, right? Well, unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. Wow. Unemployment is not low because people are working two jobs. Employed people, whether they hold one, two, or 10 jobs, are only counted once in the employment and unemployment rate calculation. Nor is it true that as the unemployment rate has declined, the percentage of employed people who are working two or more jobs has increased. In fact, that's not true at all. The fact is, the rate of employed people who hold multiple jobs, 4.9% in June, which is just slightly lower than the 5.1% rate when unemployment peaked past 10% during the recession. Whether someone has multiple jobs doesn't enter into the equation. But of course, she doesn't know that because she's a socialist and she has no understanding of economics, or the free market, or communism, or how things actually work in the real world. She has no clue whatsoever. Hashtag for the people. Gabriel Chodorow-Reich, an economics professor at Harvard, explained quite clearly the unemployment rate is calculated from a survey of individuals where each individual is classified as having a job, without a job, and on temporary layoff, or actively searching for work, or out of the labor force. Those are the things you get to choose from. The number of unemployed is the count of individuals classified in the second category, those without a job and on temporary layoff or actively searching for work. The unemployment rate is the number of unemployed divided by the sum of the number of unemployed and those with a job. Having two jobs doesn't make someone count twice because the classification is by individual. But of course, even when MSN reached out to ask about the strange response, Ocasio-Cortez's campaign did not respond. Now, also in that same interview, you're probably aware, she talked about the occupation of Palestine and her opposition to Israel and basically her support of Hamas. But when pressed on the issue, she talked in circles and then finally said, I'm not really the expert on that. Well, clearly she's not the expert on economics or foreign policy or much of anything for that matter. And her hard scrabble biography about how she was raised, you know, in the tough streets of New York also turned out to be completely false. She grew up in a fairly privileged upbringing. But she has been touted by MSNBC, as I started to say, they were fawning over this woman. About how wonderful she is and her story and inspirational. She's the future of the Democratic Party. Well, if she is the future of the Democratic Party, then the Democratic Party has no future at all. And that, my friends, is crystal clear. If Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the future of the Democratic Party, then the Democratic Party has no future at all, at least not in places like Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, the upper Midwest, or the places that roll up their sleeves to go to work every day because they don't buy into idiocy. Talk about imbecilic behavior. Here it is on full display for all to see. And for those that would support her, what exactly are you supporting? Again, she wants a universal job guarantee. That's another part of her platform, embraced by the left. Here's a woman who has no understanding of economics at all, but wants a universal job guarantee, serving our communities with living wages. And where do you think those living wages come from? The tooth fairy? Where does all of this money come from for a universal job guarantee, which has a huge price tag? Fully funded public schools and university with a huge price tag. Paid family and sick leave, huge price tag. Housing as a human right, demanding and procuring safe, secure, habitable, and affordable housing. Who pays for all of this in this fantasy world of unicorns and rainbows and gumdrops? The greatest economic driver, the greatest creator of freedom and economic mobility in the history of mankind is the free market system as envisioned by Adam Smith in The Wealth of Nations. It is really that simple. If you don't understand that, you need to look it up. You need to read. You need to understand. You need to have a handle on it. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a handle on apparently nothing. Sorry to say, but what is what is. By the way, if you want to lose weight and feel great like me, go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I'm down more than 40 pounds. I've been there for months now. Locked it in. Love it. Having a great summer. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Don't wait a minute. Get a custom plan built just for you like I did. It's custom. One size does not fit all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com.